Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula Pilipinas ang The Dawn, si Jet, si JB, si Francis, si Rommel at si Bim. Welcome to SBS.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
40 years. Wow, anong feeling?
Bata.
Medyo sumasakit na mga gulugod, pero okay pa naman.
Ang first memory ko sa The Dawn ay yung mga fair sa school, di ba? Makikita kayo, mga concert. At nung panahon na yon, kung di ako nagkakamali, ang mga uso talaga ay mga rock band.
Yeah. At nagsimula yon ng mga 80s, talagang sumikat yung mga banda.
Mga banda. Tapos nag-uumpisa umiikot sa mga schools. Kasama ninyo sila Gary V, si Martin Rivera. Tapos hinahabol kayo ng mga kolehiyala. Naalala niyo ba yon?
Yes. Hindi na sila kolehiyala ngayon. But yes.
May mga kolehiyala na sila.
We remember kolehiyala those days.
Kolehiyala.
So, feeling ko, nung mga panahong iyon, parang maraming pagbabago na hindi. So, sa 40 years, sa tingin nyo, ano ang nagbago sa industriya ng musika?
Oh.
Well, ngayon, talagang namamayagpag na yung mga banda. No? Panahon namin nung 80s, medyo may underground appeal pa ang bands eh. Hindi pa sila ganun katanggap sa mainstream entertainment or music. Pero ngayon, if you look at your socials, sikat na sikat ang mga banda ngayon. So, yeah, I guess the 80s was a turning point for bands in general.
Kasi nung panahon na yon, sino bang mga rage band?
Right.
Ah, yung rage na una pa sa amin.
Oo, yun yung mga rock bands, di ba?
That's true, yeah.
So, at kayo yung isa sa mga naunang rock band nung 80s. Kasi parang kayo yung nag-stand out eh. Kayo yung nakilala ng marami.
Yes.
Na nakilala because of original material.
Yes.
I think, Rage, with all due respect, rock band sila pero rock show band. Mas kilala sila for doing covers.
Yes. So, nandyan yung Salamat, Iisang Bangka Tayo, at Enveloped Ideas. So yung Enveloped Ideas, yun yung unang sumikat kung di ako nagkakamali.
Yes.
At very matunog siya eh. Kasi parang nung time na yun, kasi yung mga sikat, diba, mga American rock bands. So medyo ganun yung tunog siya. So kumagat siya talaga sa maraming kabataan. Na naging kanta rin ng maraming kabataan kasi parang sinasabi nila yung kung di ako nagkakamali, yung awitin na yun is parang pakinggan nyo naman kami.
Yes.
I guess the lyrics were written by Tina Fineza. No? Ang message yun is ganun, parang ganun, along those lines na kung hindi mo naman kayang sabihin, baka dalin mo sa pagkanta. If you can't say it, sing it.
So yun yung maraming mga, parang yung mga teenager nung araw na yon, yung mga kolehiyala, yun yung parang naging message din, di ba? Dinadaan sa kanta lahat. Kasi sabihin na natin, yung generation natin is a generation of children where they are seen but not heard. So marami yung dinadaan sa music, sa artistry.
I guess back in the day, it was more important, no? Ang creative outlet mo is music. Kasi nung panahon na yun, wala namang social media, you know, walang masyadong libangan, di ba? You only had TV, radio, and so I guess music played an important part sa mga kahenerasyon natin, no? to express ourselves.
Yun din yung parang time na parang real time ang lahat ng bagay, di ba? Kung gusto mo makita yung The Dawn, kailangan umaten ka ng fair ng Ateneo, ng Lasal, ng Marinol, ng Assumption, nandun sila. So, namimiss nyo ba yung panahon na parang lahat ng bagay ay real time?
Yes, personally. Yeah. Personally, yeah. Like you said, no? May effort eh, dati, di ba? To watch your favorite band or to see your favorite movie, sasadyain mo talaga eh, di ba? Mamamasahe ka, magko-commute ka, bibili ka ng ticket. Which is different nowadays kasi, di ba? Kung hindi mo napanood yung paborito mong artist, just go to your device, to your phone, watch the playback. Dati, pag na-miss mo, that's it.
Diba? Babantayin mo sa radyo yung... Yung kanta, babantayin mo sa radyo, tutugtugin, patutugtugin ba yung...
Sa NU.
Sa NU, yeah. So, before we had to wait, tapos pag narinig mo na, the excitement is different.
I-re-record mo yun.
At i-re-record mo pa, di ba?
I would record, yeah.
At ipagdadasal mo.
Hintayin mo matapos. Okay. Hintayin mo matapos yung DJ magsalita.
At pagdadasal mo na hindi magsalita yung DJ.
Yeah.
Tapos pag nag-talk over, nakakainis. Sinira niya.
Yeah. So yun yung mga panahong yun. Pero sa panahong ngayon naman, like let's face it, mas marami naman kayong naaabot na na mga audience.
Oh yeah. Like now, this technology that we're using now, unthinkable to dati, di ba? What are the chances that we'll get to meet you? You're like thousands of kilometers away from the Philippines. Dati,
real time.
Yes. Pagkatapos, marami na rin sa mga audience nyo nung araw ay nasa iba't ibang bahagi na ng mundo. So ano yung feeling pag nakikita nyo sila in person at kinikwento nila sa, uy, nandun ako sa fair na ganito or nandun ako sa concert ninyo sa Araneta or sa Music Museum.
Uy, grade 4 ako noon. Okay.
That's what they say.
So you know, sometimes yung sometimes you'd say, "Ah, huwag na tayong magbanggit kung anong achievement mo in school at that time." it's always really sweet, especially kapag yun nga, matagal na silang wala sa Pilipinas, and then it's not as if say we go to the US yearly for a tour. It's really rare, eh, lalo na ngayon dito sa Australia, unang beses namin tumugtog. So we expect a few emotional people, I guess, dahil as much as yung tunog namin has changed over the years, I mean, you know, yung, I guess yung sentimental and emotional value or the investment emotionally that people have put into the songs, I mean, you know, babalik yun, even if, you know, yung naka-maintenance meds na yung ibang manunood. But you know, the feeling's gonna be the same. Yeah.
Pero, diba?
Maintenance mo eh. Yeah.
Pero yung mga audience mo dati, yung iba, binibit-bit nila yung anak nila eh.
Yeah.
Apo, actually.
Uy, anak naman. Wala pa akong apo. So ano yung feeling na parang nag-transcend sa susunod na generation? Yung mga, salamat, iisang bangka tayo.
It's great, man. I mean, ang sarap ng pakiramdam. Yeah, of course, you can joke all you want na, oy, talagang kitang-kita na sa edad, ah, yung mga nanonood. And it's true. I mean, there's no denying, we're an old band. Pero pag nakita mo naman sa concert, for example, nakikita mo yung mga dating fans, ngayon kasama na yung mga anak nila, singing the songs, you know, of the band as well. Nakakataba ng puso eh, na parang, you know, like the word you use, transcend, talagang nagtatranscend siya. That's the long and short of it, I guess. And, it feels good.
Pero yung message is still the same, di ba? Parang pag sinabi mo yung salamat, kinakanta yun ng maraming mga Pinoy overseas kasi magkasama-sama sila. And then paminsan, pag may mga pagtitipon yung mga Pinoy overseas na, you know, mga significant events, kakantahin rin lang iisang bangka lang tayo dahil, you know, pare-pareho tayong Pinoy. Pare-pareho tayo ng nararanasan.
That's right. Yes, thankfully, you know, the music really has this, what do you call this, longevity when it comes to the message. No, hindi siya dated. Anybody can sing it. Anybody can relate to it. No.
Oo nga, si Teddy Diaz, di ba? Parang start of your career pa lang. Nawala siya. Iniwan niya.
He's the main founder. It was his idea. Yun yung enveloped idea niya talaga. To put together a band that eventually became The Dawn.
At hanggang ngayon, parang nakakabit pa rin siya, hindi ba? Pag sinabi mong The Dawn, uy, si Teddy Diaz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And even internally, in terms of yung, paano kasi yung, lagi sinasabi ni Jun Boy before na si Teddy would always insist and, you know, would tell the other members of the band, you know, gumawa kayo ng kanta.
Yes.
He kept insisting on original material and being creative. So, hanggang ngayon, I mean, you know, I'm a replacement guitar player. Si Sancho rin in a sense, because you know, lahat kami nasa lineage ni Tets, but the yung ugali never ever changed eh. Yung hangga't kayang gumawa ng bagong kanta, gawa. If there's a new idea, let's explore it. There's a perspective on something, let's write about it. Yung ganun eh. So I think his spirit really is still very much
still very much here.
You know, we iniisip namin siya paminsan-minsan, you know, what would he have done if he were still here?
Ano yung difference na may Spotify, may iTunes, may mga third party platforms na ganun para sa music ninyo? Nakakasama ba yun o nakakabuti?
Again, no, it's all a matter of perspective. Kasi nanggaling kami sa analog, iba yung tangible yung nakikita mong sales eh. Nahahawakan ng tao yung produkto, di ba? I guess being a music fan like myself, I mean, my mom managed a record bar, so nakikita ko eh yung iba yung may packaging eh, iba yung nauuwi mo sa bahay and you appreciate not just the material in the record, but
pero ano yung so, yung tulad ng dati lalabas namin on vinyl,
like, yes,
that's why releasing vinyl,
yeah, so
something you can hold,
yeah, and look at, and you know, you can look at the pictures and read the lyrics and
at saka bumabalik na yun uli, diba?
Same for a record player.
yeah. May niche market yung vinyl, which is actually quite strong. Hindi kasing laki nung kinalakihan natin, pero it's like vinyl won't go away anymore. It's gonna be in the fringes, yeah. Pero it's a pretty strong fringe, you know.
And I guess
going back to your question, yung Spotify, no? We're in the game na rin because wala ka na magagawa eh. Andun na yun eh, di ba? It's a platform that's available now to the people of today. So is it doing us good or bad? I guess in a way it's good because it's better than nothing, really.
Reach-wise,
oh, it's global.
At nagiging timeless na rin, di ba?
Right, yeah.
Yes. Except forever na yun nasa World Wide Web or nasa playlist ng kung sino mang magmamana ng smartphone or account.
And hopefully they're listening na optimum yung ano yung sound quality din, dahil minsan kasi ang pangit nung tunog, pinaghirapan mo yung recording tapos may anomalya dun sa tunog. And you know, I think sometimes yun yung concern din namin because you know we work so hard on making the recording sound as best as I think concern to ng lahat ng recording artist eh. And then ilalagay sa streaming platform, tas yung sample rate mababa, and then the average person doesn't really care all that much, and it's not their fault, right? Pero dati, whether you know how to listen or not, you get the same thing. Pag nilagay mo yung plaka, yeah, granted, iba yung speakers mo, whatever. Pero yung the quality is not that wild yung gap. Eh. Ngayon, may possibility na
magde-degrade.
And, but, you know, that's life.
Pero ito, that's pag nag-tour ba kayo, nakasuit pa rin kayo ng get-up nyo ng 80s? Mga maong, leather jacket.
That's an idea.
Hindi na nagkakaso eh.
I think some of that fashion bumalik naman. But I think we just have to update it for 2026. And some of us are doing that naman.
Spandex.
Hindi, yung spandex one.
Yung mga boots, di ba?
Sabihin mo na. Sabihin mo mag-speedo yan.
Mag-speedo. Tamang-tama, pagdating ng April, malamig na dito sa Australia. So, sakto na yung leather jackets ninyo.
Oh,
why not? Pwede. Yeah.
Pwede. Sige, tara, bili tayo mamaya.
Tayo mo, di ba, lima?
So, maraming salamat na doon. So, ano ang aabangan namin sa nalalapit na pag-tour ninyo ng Australia?
Oh, it's gonna be wild. It's gonna be fun because first time namin to perform, and we're looking forward to our listeners and followers that you know moved to Australia during our early days. So I'm sure they're gonna wanna hear the old stuff and the new stuff as well. We have new songs, so we're gonna perform them also. Pero yeah, we're gonna do our best to come up with a set list that sort of represents that whole timeline from the 80s to today.
Maraming salamat na doon, and see you dito sa Australia.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Congratulations muli, 40 years.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.